Hey Jinx, do you want to know a secret? Well, you're a cat, so I know you won't tell. I'll take your silence for a yes. Well, it's not that much of a secret. Everybody knows that a witch meets her soulmate on Halloween night. But only if her birthday falls on a full moon that year. I've been waiting for so long. Some witches grow up knowing their soulmates, but not me. My birthday never seems to fall on a full moon. I've tried to be patient, but it's been hard watching all my friends meet the love of their lives. Of course, I have you, Jinx, but life is a bit lonely when your best friend is a cat. But that's all about to change. This year is the year. My birthday is on a full moon. I even ran the lunar calculations to be sure. Twice. Well, okay, actually, I ran it like 5 times. I just had to be sure. I didn't want to get my hopes up for nothing. But there's no denying it anymore. The math is right. I'll meet him this Halloween. Oh, I'm so nervous. I hope he likes me. I mean, he has to like me, right? He's my soulmate. I've never heard of somebody not liking their soulmate. I don't think that happens. Although it could happen to me, though. Oh, what if I'm the first witch to have a soulmate who hates her? I would be so mortified. I doubt I would even be able to look at him. And how would that even work? I suppose we would just go on leading separate lives? It's not like I want somebody who hates me following me around anywhere. And I doubt he would enjoy that either. How sad would that be? Two soulmates bound together forever? Except all they ever want to be is apart. What? With my luck, it could happen. Oh, stop giving me that look. What do you know? You're just a cat. Oh, knock it off. What are you doing anyway? Are you trying to stop me from catastrophizing? Get it? Because you're a cat? You want me to stop catastrophizing? Oh, whatever. My sense of humor is lost on you. Hope he would have thought that was funny. He'll definitely hate me if he doesn't enjoy puns. Although hating puns is the good kind of hate. Yeah, there's a good kind of hate. I don't think cats know it, but I do. It's the safe kind of hate. It only happens when people know each other well. You can drive each other crazy because you feel so safe with each other. And secretly, you kind of like it when they drive you crazy. Yeah, I guess it actually is kind of like owning a cat. But there's just something so special about when it happens between two humans. Maybe even almost magical. I bet soulmates tease each other all the time like that. Must be nice. Yeah, I've thought about him teasing me. And sometimes I'll pretend to look mad, but then I end up collapsing into his arms. Or that's how I imagine it, at least. Sounds nice, doesn't it? I know I shouldn't expect too much, but it's been hard not to imagine him from time to time. Been waiting so long. Oh, stop it. I haven't been imagining what he looks like. Just what he might be like. You know, his personality. In truth, I don't care much about his appearance. I know I'll probably find him handsome if he's my soulmate, but that's not the important part. I just want to love him and him to love me. It's as simple as that. I want him to look at me and see me for who I am. All of me. I want him to know all my strengths and weaknesses. I want him to understand all of my mistakes. And I want him to love every inch of me. Me, just as I am. I hope that's not asking too much, even of a soulmate. I do the same for him, of course. I love every inch. No matter what. It would just be so nice to have that kind of connection with somebody. To feel totally and completely safe with them. It happens so rarely. And for some, it never happens at all. I guess witches are lucky in that respect. At least we get a chance at love. I just have to not mess it up. No pressure, I guess. I hope I make a good first impression. Heaven knows I practiced enough times. I couldn't stop myself from imagining how we might meet. When I was younger, I had always thought he'd come up to me and find me on the playground. Maybe he would chase off a bully, or catch me as I fell off the swings. But we're too old for that now. The vision has shifted a bit as I've grown up. I still want it to be outside, though, with all the fall colors around us. Maybe we'll meet by that fountain in the park. I'll be reading on a bench when a strong gust of wind blows my hat away. I'll chase after it and nearly fall into the water. But it'll catch me just in time. And I'll look embarrassed, but he won't mind. He'll just give me a shy smile, and I'll melt a little inside. Then he'll blush and ask about my book. And it turns out that it's his favorite book, too. And then we'll talk about the book. And once we can't anymore, we'll talk about nothing in particular. Just because we want to keep talking. And we'll get so lost in each other's thoughts that we'll forget the time. After hours have passed, we'll look up and realize the sun is setting. And neither of us will want to leave. But both of us will have somewhere to be. There'll be some party to go to, or some friend that needs attending. But he'll offer to walk me home. So he can stay by my side just a few moments longer. And I'll let him, because I'm not ready to say goodbye just yet. So we'll walk, as slowly as we can, back down the winding streets to my home. And he'll offer me his jacket when he sees me shivering against the cold. And I'll ask, as coyly as I can, if he minds keeping my hand warm by holding it. And once his hand touches mine, I'll never want to let go. Once we finally get to my doorstep, he'll start to stumble through goodbye because he doesn't want to make me upset by asking me anything more. And I'll say goodbye, too, because I'm too shy to ask for what I really want. But once I watch him walking away, I'll feel a pang of regret. I'll be so worried that I've missed my chance. So I won't be able to resist calling out to him. Come back here and kiss me. And he'll turn back with laughing eyes. And he'll run straight back into my arms and pick me up and twirl me around. And then he'll kiss me as the leaves swirl around us. And it'll be magical. I won't be able to move or even breathe. All I'll be able to do is enjoy the sweet taste of his lips and wish that the moment would never end. And as he sets me back down, I'll look into his eyes. And I'll want to love him already. But my head'll tell my heart that it's too soon. And I won't know what to say. So I'll just kiss him again instead. He'll kiss me back. And it'll be just as magical as the first time. Maybe then he'll know he's my soulmate. Maybe his head will be trying to talk him out of it too. He won't say it yet, of course. All of it will be too crazy to speak about. So he'll just enjoy holding me. Part of me will want to invite him in, but I just won't be able to tear myself away from his arms. Not even for a moment. So we'll stand there in silence. But it'll be that good kind of silence. The intimate kind that only happens when you're so close to somebody that you no longer feel any pressure to speak. And we'll watch daylight fade and all the jack-o'-lanterns slowly light up. And it'll be beautiful. But all good moments have to end. As children start running through the streets in costumes, he'll realize that he has to go. And I'll see in his eyes that he doesn't really want to leave, but I'll know that he must. So I'll try to reassure him that I have other plans too. And he'll linger just a few moments longer as we exchange phone numbers. And he tries to persuade himself to let me go. And then he'll gently kiss me on the forehead and bid me adieu. And I'll stand on the porch and watch him leave, because I won't be able to take my eyes off him. When I finally lose sight of him, I'll turn back inside to go into the house. And I'll realize that I'm still wearing his jacket. But this time I won't call out after him. I'll want to use it as an excuse to see him again. And that's how we'll meet. Maybe it's asking too much. But in truth, I don't care about the details. It doesn't have to happen exactly like that. I just hope that it's magical. And I really, really hope that he loves me.